Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. Law enforcement officials in the United States say good planning and security preparation meant that a potential third assassination attempt on Donald Trump did not succeed. A 49-year-old man armed with multiple guns and a high-capacity magazine, was arrested outside Donald Trump's rally in California. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says the actions of law enforcement officers ensured no one was hurt.
I truly do believe that we prevented another assassination attempt. It was solely by our effort of keeping those type of people out.
The federal government has announced $95 million to fund a series of measures to prepare for bird flu. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says while there are no cases of H5N1 in Australia, it's important to be prepared for its impact if it does arrive.
It is very likely that this strain will eventually reach Australia. Spring is the most likely time for it to hit because of those migratory bird species that will come in from countries where this strain is prevalent.
Australians are being urged to check their tech devices to ensure they are ready when the 3G service is switched off in the next fortnight to increase support for 4G and 5G. The switchover is expected to boost the data capacity, speed and capability of Australia's mobile networks. But older devices could be rendered non-operational by the change, including an inability to dial emergency services 000. Any connected tech product that relies on 3G, including medical devices, could also be impacted. A new study has found infant and toddler food found in supermarkets falls short of nutrient requirements set out by the World Health Organization. The Monash University data suggests 23% of food products met all nutrient requirements, while 43% exceeded recommended limits for sugar. In 2023, commercial baby food sales in Australia, including prepared baby food, generated over $370 million in revenue. Lead researcher and dietitian, Dr. Alexandra Chung, says government action needs to be taken on the issue.
What we would like to see is comprehensive regulation that's tighter around what can go into these foods, as well as the way they're labelled and promoted to parents and families.
In tennis, Novak Djokovic has been denied his 100th title, falling in straight sets to Jannik Sinner at the Shanghai Masters. The victory confirms Sinner's position at the top of the ATP rankings for the remainder of the 2024 season. I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.